Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an art house film starring Chloe Grace Moritz, and it's called The Miseducation of Cameron Post.
This is a Sundance winner, and it is a winner, of course. I believe that it's important to see. It's based on a novel by the same name. A teenage girl is found in the back seat of a car with another girl on prom night, and they're making out, and she's sent to a strict religious conversion therapy program.
Yeah, this is the story of the girl who is trying to cope with the fact that she's been sent off to this Christian conversion camp and really struggles with her identity, as all these kids are. Is this the proper method of treating these kids or not? And I think the movie falls squarely into the camp that it does not.
Well, the American Psychiatric Association, the American Psychological Association, said in 1973 that homosexuality is not a disorder. And then they went on further to say that conversion therapy was not appropriate, that it created damage, and this film shows how.
Jennifer Ely is very good as the matriarch of this conversion camp, and she just kind of oozes evil.
Oh, yes. It's awful.
But you know what? I have one criticism of this film, and that is I felt that I never quite got into the head of Chloe Grace Moritz's character. I felt that the writing of her character was too ambiguous, and so I never can completely relate to her, and that is a major flaw.
I think because she was a teenager and a very young teenager, that she probably was involved in a lot of confusion in her own head.
It's a well-acted, well-intentioned film, probably worth seeing. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.